And now we continue our visit with Medford's state-bound cross-country runners. Next up, Franny Seidel, who is a senior, and Alexis Flegel and Jennifer Kahn. They are sophomores. Let's begin with you, Franny. This is going to be your last race, one way or the other. So what was it like when you knew Medford had qualified for state?
I was super excited. We absolutely crushed it at sectionals, and like I was so happy that I got to go one last time. I'm really proud of the team.
So you were on team last year?
Yes.
Okay, refresh my memory. Had you qualified for state before that as an individual or no?
I qualified my freshman year as an individual.
So this is your third trip to state?
Yes.
Once as an individual, twice on a team?
Yep.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's
so
exciting.
Do you think this time around that you're running your best right now, that you're peaking right now, or do you got a little more yet?
I think I can give a little more and run faster, and I hope I can. So I think I have to peak still, like... got this last race, so I hope I can just leave it all out there.
How much do the girls around you affect how you run the race? Is that because you have adrenaline, of course, but then how the race is going? How do you think,
like,
they can motivate
teammates?
You to get a little tweak, a little more out of it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The competition, like Alicia said, is way more like intense, and everybody's like good because this is state. So I think that'll motivate me. And like,
all right, now Jennifer Kahn, what was it like when you found out you'd qualified for state?
I was really excited to go back. I mean, state's a great experience, so I was just really proud of everybody, and it was really exciting.
So now, did you set goals, benchmarks during the season? Did you meet them?
Yeah, I met most of mine. Like I wanted to go to state, and I wanted to PR the season, and I did at sectionals. So
at the sectional?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. So now at state, do you think you have a little more in there you can tweak and get a little more? Another PR?
I hope so. You're always supposed to get better during the season, so.
Be a great way to finish.
Right.
Alexis, what about you? What was that like? You found out you're going to state, second year in a row.
I thought that we won by a lot more than I expected. I thought it was going to be a really close race.
So what about you? Did you set benchmarks and did you meet them throughout the season?
Yeah, I met some of mine, but I still have one. My PR is still from last year at state, so I'm hoping to beat it again this year at state.
How far off are you?
Like 20 seconds.
Ooh, but you can do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can dig down deep and you can do that. Jennifer, what do you think this is going to be like at state when they line you up and you get ready to go?
I think I'm going to be a little nervous, but it's going to be really exciting and kind of a little tense, too. So, I don't know. It's going to go pretty well, I think.
What about you, Alexis? What do you think that's going to be like? They line you up and you get ready to go.
I'm already nervous, so.
And I can't sleep at night thinking about it all the time? And yeah? Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Franny, your last race. What do you think?
I don't think it's hit me yet that it's going to be my last, like, high school cross-country race. But I'm just... I know what to expect, so I'm not too, like, worried about it right now. But Saturday it'll be, like, a bunch of emotions, I think.
Ready to go.
But I'm excited, yeah. Ready to go.
Once again, my guests have been Joey Sullivan. He is Medford's boys representative and the entire team, Medford's cross-country team. The defending champion is back to try and win another crown. The WIAA State Cross-Country Meet will go on Saturday at the Ridges Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and best of luck.
Thank you.